Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Welcome to this historic occasion. My name is Glyn Davis, and may I welcome you to the University of Melbourne. We are delighted to be hosting this very important event. May I, of course, welcome a vast array of significant guests, but in particular, could I acknowledge the Premier of Victoria, John Brumby, the Australian Government Minister for Health and Ageing, Nicola Roxon, our local member and the Minister for Education, Bronwyn Pike, the Victorian Minister for Health, Daniel Andrews, the Victorian Minister for Innovation, Gavin Jennings, Victoria's Chief Clinical Advisor for Cancer, Professor Rob Thomas, and the leadership of these extraordinary group of institutions that will be coming together here, the leadership of the Peter MacCallum Cancer Centre, the Royal Melbourne Hospital, the Royal Women's Hospital, the Ludwig Institute for Cancer Research, the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute of Medical Research, and can I acknowledge the Chancellor of the University of Melbourne, Alex Chernoff. We all know that fighting cancer is an extremely important issue, and the announcement that we're about to take place gives us a chance to see Victoria in the forefront of that fight. It's a delight to call on two very prominent Victorians, two, I'm pleased to say, graduates of the University of Melbourne, to take us forward. That's what we get paid to do. Thank you. Not only are they graduates, but they're both extremely committed to this health project, which they've been working on for a very long time. It's a great delight to invite first the Australian Government Minister for Health, the Honourable Nicola Roxon, and then the Premier of Victoria, John Brumby. Nicola.
Thank you very much for that, Glenn. I didn't know that that was a sort of an alumni advertisement, but I guess you might as well make the most of all of it when you can. Can I acknowledge the Premier, John Brumby, my friend and colleague Daniel Andrews, the Victorian Minister for Health, Gavin Jennings, the Victorian Minister for Innovation. I know Bronwyn is here as the local member, but of course a minister in the Brumby government. Glenn, who's already spoken to you, the Vice-Chancellor and the Chancellor who's here. Professor Jim Angus, Professor Rob Thomas. Importantly, all of the partners to this very exciting project that we are making an announcement about today, and the members of the Parkville Steering Committee. It was only 2 weeks ago that I was at Peter Mac with Daniel Andrews, the State Minister for Health, to wish them a happy 60th birthday. And I said at the time that in my family I was known, particularly since having been in politics, at not being very good at getting birthday presents on time, but that often it was worth waiting for those presents. So today I come in partnership with the Premier to offer a very belated birthday present, and am delighted to be able to announce that the Commonwealth is going to contribute $426.1 million from the Rudd government to fund the Parkville Comprehensive Cancer Centre. Yeah. This is a very exciting day, I think, for many of you who've worked on this project for a long time. It's an exciting day for us to be able to fund, from our Health and Hospitals Infrastructure Fund, a fabulous project. And it's a great day, I think, for the cooperation between the states and territories and the Commonwealth, but particularly the leadership shown by the Victorian government, that if you put the work into these projects, if you're prepared to fund projects together, we can really have world-class facilities. So I want to congratulate all of the people that have been involved for so long in getting this project to the quality and standard that it was, to make it easy for us at the Commonwealth level to be able to contribute, and particularly to thank the Victorian government. I'll leave John to do the honours for their contribution, but for being prepared to put their contribution on the table in order to help get us across the line. It truly is a sign of a vast number of people working together so that these top quality projects can be funded. This is going to be a billion-dollar flagship facility. It's going to keep Australia at the global forefront of cancer care and research. It's only the second investment that the Commonwealth's making from its Health and Hospitals Fund, and is by far the biggest down payment so far. But it's a very exciting day for what this announcement represents. I know many of you are familiar with the project, but I think it's important to just go back over what this new model of cooperation, collaboration and commitment is going to do to improve the delivery of healthcare in this country. It's a historic new investment so that we can have a world-class cancer care centre for Victoria, building on, of course, the absolutely world-known reputation of the organisations and partners, of course, led by Peter Mack. This is going to be fabulous for Victorians, not just for Melbourne University students, I don't think, Glenn, but for Victorians, which, of course, John and I have a bias for. But I have to say this will be fantastic for the country. It's good for Australia to have world leaders working on their shores, finding breakthroughs, finding new ways of treating cancer patients, being able to treat those difficult cases and rare cases that simply cannot be handled in some of our other cancer centres. This purpose-built centre will bring together under one roof cancer research, education and patient care. It's going to be designed as a one-stop shop for patients by providing that coordinated, multidisciplinary treatment, care and support, and it will encompass surgery, radiotherapy, chemotherapy and support services. Clinicians and researchers will be there every step of the way, making the treatment journey for patients as seamless and comfortable as possible during what is, of course, for patients a very traumatic time. There's also going to be a dedicated clinical trials unit, and this means the centre will help to drive and accelerate the development of new cancer treatments and patient care. It's going to give young cancer specialists, researchers and medical staff first-rate training and hands-on experience, helping us to develop the next generation of world-class cancer experts. And it's why, of course, the partnerships with the university and other research organisations are so critical. The new centre is going to bring together leading cancer research and treatment institutes in a collaborative effort. And let's look at the world-class partners we have in this collaboration. The Peter MacCallum Cancer Centre, the Ludwig Institute for Cancer Research, Melbourne Health, of course, including the Royal Melbourne Hospital, the University of Melbourne, the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute for Medical Research, and the Royal Women's Hospital. All standalone, standout services on their own, coming together for this exciting new project. It's a very powerful alliance, and it will provide a unique environment for the sharing of ideas, experience, and knowledge, which will in turn further stimulate innovation and improve patient outcomes. I think this collaborative effort is going to serve as a very powerful example on what can be achieved when colleagues join forces for a common goal. We do need to continue to work together in our ongoing battle against cancer, and although we have made great advances in the diagnosis and treatment of cancer, it's still imposing a terrible toll on the community. It's still our leading cause of burden of disease. We know that more than 100,000 new cases of cancer are diagnosed in Australia each year, and more than 38,000 Australians die each year from cancer. We know as the population ages that the number of new cases is expected to continue to increase. In reality, that means that all of us are going to be touched by cancer at some stage of our lives, either as a patient or as a family member. And this centre is going to become a new weapon in our cancer-fighting arsenal. It's also, as I've said, a very good example of cooperation between the Commonwealth and the states. In our discussions with some of the partners before we commenced proceedings, some tell you they've been working on this project since 1999, some tell you they've been working on it since 1989. It's taken us until 2009, a Rudd government and a Brumby government prepared to contribute to this project to make it happen. And I think that's what's really something that we can be proud of as part of our governments, but I hope it's something that, as the people who have fought a long time and worked to make this project a quality project, that you also can be very proud of. I have a line in here, Premier, which seems to preempt what you might be about to say, but let me in advance congratulate and thank Premier Brumby for what he is about to say. Because it does mark a genuine partnership between governments as well as between institutes and research policies. I think, and research bodies, when it comes to health policy, getting everybody into the room for a change can be difficult. And I know that actually getting this collaborative project together actually took a lot of challenge, a lot of time, a lot of effort, people did need to change their positions, they did need to be prepared to work together, and we are really pleased that this has now come off and all your effort has been worthwhile. We would like this sort of collaborative example at Parkville to become the norm rather than the exception in how we plan, build, fund and deliver health services into the future. So in this regard, we will be looking to Parkville to serve as a prototype facility for the future. Today's commitment comes in addition to a $100 million commitment that was the first drawdown of our Health and Hospitals Fund, announced by the Prime Minister last month for the Sydney Cancer Centre, Lifehouse at Royal Prince Alfred Hospital. And I think what this shows you is that the Rudd government is prepared to ensure that we have two world-class facilities for the treating of cancer in our two major capitals here in Australia. Just on the weekend, I was able to announce $600 million being invested in three drugs to treat serious cancers, renal cell cancer, bowel cancer and breast cancer, making sure that cancer patients have access to those vital medicines. We've allocated funding to help establish and expand cancer treatment facilities in every state and territory, to purchase new equipment, to employ more dedicated staff, and we've boosted funding for cancer research and prevention programs such as the National Bowel Cancer Screening Program. The reason I want to quickly take you through that is just because we are trying as a government to ensure that we are tackling cancers from every angle: prevention, treatment and cure. And to have two new world-class cancer facilities on their way will only be able to help in that challenge. I really do want to thank everyone who's been involved in helping today become a reality, particularly those who have been labouring of it for 20 years or so. We know that projects of this scale and ambition don't become a reality without bucket loads of hard work and a lot of effort from many, many people. Of course, most of the work is still to come, but I think it is worth taking a moment today to reflect on the achievement and to be able to pat yourselves on the back for getting it to this point. Who knows what sort of new treatment protocols or research breakthroughs may come from Parkville in the years ahead. This is a really important investment in our community, in our health workforce, and in the health of future generations, and it gives me great pride to be the Health Minister in the Rudd government in being able to announce to you today this investment of $426 million. Thank you, and I'll hand over to the Premier.
Well, it's great to... I will make that announcement in a moment too, by the way. It's great to be here with Nicola Roxon for what is such an exciting day, I think, for our state. I'm not sure how many adjectives there are. You know, it's a wonderful day for our state and for Australia. It's to many people, I guess it's a dream that has come true. And many people have had this vision. This glimmer of hope, if you like, that one day we would get all of the providers together with a very, very large investment by state and federal governments to build what I hope will be one of the top 10 comprehensive cancer centres anywhere in the world. That's what we want to achieve with this centre. And you think of our state and Melbourne, and I can be a bit biased here as a former Melbourne University graduate and obviously as a Premier of Victoria, but you think of all of the wonderful things, the extraordinary things that our researchers and clinicians do in Victoria. We compare with the very best in the world, and in so many areas, particularly of medical R&D, we are up there in the top 10. But this one in cancer, with this huge investment that's being made in this partnership by the state and federal government, will ensure, I think, we can achieve this vision of having one of the top 10 comprehensive cancer centres anywhere in the world. Now, to all of our distinguished guests today, to Glyn Davis, to Chancellor Alex Chernoff, Nicola, of course, Daniel Andrews is the Minister for Health, and I'll come back to Daniel in a moment, Gavin Jennings is the Minister for Innovation, Bronwyn Pike, who's here today as the local member, but of course a former Minister for Health with a strong interest in this. To all of the members of the Parkville CCC Steering Committee who have done such a brilliant job, to Bob Thomas, who's here today, Patricia Faulkner, distinguished guests and ladies and gentlemen. Nicola said that some people have been waiting for this for some years. They have. And I know in the time that I was Minister for Innovation in this state, this was a project that we looked at and we talked about. I know in 2005, and I was just remembering with Bronwyn, I couldn't remember whether it was 2005 or 2006, but time does fly. When we were in the United States, we were at the Bio Conference in Philadelphia and we went to New York with Bob Thomas and we visited the Sloan Kettering. And we visited the Sloan Kettering because it's probably the benchmark in what you can achieve in clinical care and cancer research brought together. And we spent some hours there and we were briefed particularly on what that combination means in terms of patient outcomes, in terms of helping people survive cancer. And there is no doubt, that if you bring together the best researchers and you bring together the best clinical treatment and you put all of that in a geographic area, it means that people's earlier detection of cancer, correct diagnosis of cancer and treatment of cancer and longevity and survival is immeasurably improved. You know, that there is no ambiguity about the data. And so it's always been our vision, could we do that in this state? And then, of course, when I became Premier, I remember the first press conference I did when I became Premier. I said that we wanted to do more in terms of preventable disease and tackling cancer. And, of course, I had great allies in that, in the current Minister for Health and the current Minister for Innovation, both of whom have been passionate supporters in relation to this project. And again, I think within a few months of becoming Premier, we funded, if my memory is correct, the $5 million. I think we announced that at Peter Mac for the business study for this centre, and the rest has followed. But there's one part of the jigsaw that was never complete, and that is that in today's day and age, if you want to build a genuinely world-class facility, which is going to attract and keep genuinely world-class researchers and clinicians, it costs a lot of money. If you look at the Children's Hospital, for example, we're building, it's a $1.1 billion investment. And to be honest, that's a lot of money. It's just, you know, it stretches the capacity of the state. And so we always looked and hoped and dreamt for this partnership with the federal government. And it's really not until the election of the Rudd government that those opportunities arose, particularly through the health fund. Last year at the 2020 summit, there were many people, of course, at the 2020 summit. We took the opportunity at that summit to talk to a lot of people about this opportunity for a partnership between the federal government and the state government. And so for Nicola to be here today, to be, I guess, bringing forward, of course, with the Prime Minister's approval, the announcement in next Tuesday's budget of this $426.1 million is a fantastic thing for our state. It is matched, of course, by our state, contributing also $426.1 million. And that means... and it means with all of the other effort, and some that'll be fundraising and all of the other things, but philanthropy, the things that we do so well in Victoria, that this project, which is valued at more than $1 billion, can get off the ground. A couple of other things that I want to say about the significance of this. I still retain, I think, my passion for innovation and for research and development in our state. And one of the things, I think it was a year ago or 2 years ago now, the Times Education Supplement, you know, when they ranked precincts in the world, the best biomedical research precincts in the world, we had two in that list of top 20. And one of them was around Melbourne University and Parkville, and the other was around Monash University. I mention that because there was only two other cities anywhere in the world that had two in the top 20. One was Boston and the other was London. And that's how well we do in this area. And so the Parkville CCC, while it's about helping patients and it's about treating patients, it's also, of course, linking that to world-class research and building on this wonderful reputation, this wonderful group of people that we already have in our state. Why is this so important? Nicola mentioned all of that, but if you just if you think of that for Victorians, we have around 10,000 people each year lose their lives to cancer. And I mention that because there's hardly a day goes past where you don't listen to the media or watch the television at night and there'll be another tragedy on our roads. We lose just over 300 people a year on our roads. We lose 10,000 people a year through cancer. And many of those people are people who are losing their life well before their time. And so, you know, we're at a stage in our history where we're now losing more people from the non-communicable diseases than the communicables. And many of them are lifestyle diseases, and many of them about prevention and then detection and then treatment. But there's absolutely no doubt, you know, this is the biggest cause of death in our state. And so whatever governments can do working together to tackle it is the right thing to do. Around 25,000 Victorians will develop some form of cancer in the next 12 months. And if you try and put an economic cost on that, the economists would say that early loss of life costs our economy something like $28 billion a year. Last year, many of you were present with Daniel and I at Albert Park, where we launched the cancer plan. And that was a great plan, $150 million, and many of the people in this room tonight, today contributed to that. But our plan, it's got a very bold goal, and I believe that we're backing it with resources. But it's to further increase cancer survival rates in Victoria by 10% by 2015. And to achieve that goal, we've obviously got to reduce the major cancer risk factors in the population. We've got to maximise effective screening. We've got to ensure rapid translation of research into effective treatment and clinical care. We've got to invest in the best treatments and technologies, and we've got to support and empower patients and carers throughout their cancer journey. Last week, Gavin Jennings and I were at the synchrotron, and we were there because the new Beamline that's been put in there, again, is just another great example of the sort of investments we've got in our state. And that new Beamline, that 100-metre Beamline, will also be used in treating some of the most difficult and previously incurable cancers, some of the brain cancers, where you need a beam of light that is so fine it can literally shine on, what was it, about a tenth of a hair follicle in size. And so all of the things I think that we're doing in our state are directed towards this great goal. The final thing that I just wanted to mention today was really to put this very big investment in the context of many of the others that we've been making. I think when the history is written of this decade, it will be a history of renaissance and transformation of our health system. And I say that because if you think of our big hospitals, the Children's Hospital, we're rebuilding it. If you think of the Austin Hospital, we've rebuilt it. You think of the Women's Hospital, we've rebuilt it. And in the space of just another 4 or 5 years, we will have completed this comprehensive cancer centre, which I believe will stand as one of the 10 best anywhere in the world. If you think of what we're doing in the biomedical space, in the R&D space, the biotech space, again, I think it's a decade of great achievement. You think of what we did here at Melbourne University with Bio21, now just absolutely powering along, great success. The synchrotron, where we had to make that bold decision, but it's been a great decision for the state. The work we did with the federal government to attract the Australian Stem Cell Centre here, and the way in which we led through our parliament legislation to free up the opportunities for stem cell research in our state and which other Australian states have now followed. You think of, Suzanne's here today, you think of the Walter and Eliza, essentially almost the doubling in that capacity of the Walter and Eliza Hall. You think of the Centre for Neurosciences and Mental Health Research, again, the huge funding that we've put into that. And of course, you think too, Glenn, of the $50 million which we announced last year in San Diego towards the life science computer here at Melbourne University, which I understand still remains the largest computer to be applied to life sciences anywhere in the world. All of this, I think, is a great story for our state. It's a great story in terms of attracting our best and brightest. It's a great story in terms of creating jobs. But most of all, it's a great story in terms of giving people in our state the best health care, the best public health system of just about anywhere in the world. So to everybody who's contributed, I know that many of the people here today in various roles over some period of time have contributed towards this great vision. And I today just want to thank all of the project partners, the Peter MacCallum Cancer Centre, Melbourne Health, the University of Melbourne, the Ludwig Institute, the Royal Women's Hospital, the Walter and Eliza Hall, all of those who contributed on the CCC committee. Bob, to you as well. And Nicola, again, as I said before, this wouldn't have been possible without this great partnership with the Rudd government. And one of the things I'm proud of is the way we've been able to stand shoulder to shoulder with the Rudd government as we've worked together in a range of areas, in education, in transport, and now in this great project. So this is a project that will stand the test of time. This is a project, I believe, that people will look back on in a decade, two decades, three decades' time, and say it was the right decision, right for our state and right for our nation.
Premier, Minister, in closing, can I thank you both for this support, enthusiasm, encouragement, and for the funding that will make possible one of the great comprehensive cancer centres in the world. You mentioned the Sloan Kettering Cancer Centre in New York. There are other great examples, the Anderson in Houston, the Kimmel Centre in Philadelphia, the Vanderbilt Ingram Centre in Nashville, all of which provide great incentives, and they all work because they are partnerships between great hospitals, great research institutes, great universities. We're delighted that you're supporting that model, and as one of the partner institutions, we're delighted the chance to work with our colleagues in these other institutions. You put a great responsibility on us all to deliver this vision, which we share, which we're determined to do, and I look around the room here at the people who are going to work to make this happen, and I know that all of us understand this is a unique opportunity you have given us. It's a very important project. We're delighted in your confidence. Would you colleagues join with me in thanking both Minister Roxon and Premier Brumby for a wonderful vote of support, and congratulations on this great announcement this morning.